Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers from our Westerville campus. This past Sunday, we started a new series called Daybreak, where we're looking at how one week changed the world. That the Passion Week is what we're looking at, the week that Jesus came in to suffer, to die. He was buried, he rose again. And when he came into Jerusalem, he came in with shouts of Hosanna, which basically means save us, Lord. The people were crying out to him to become their king. They had just recently witnessed Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. That, of course, spread, and people wanted to hear that and wanted to see that kind of a miracle, and they were expecting him to come in and become their new king, who was going to set Jerusalem as a power again and overthrow Rome. They had expectations of this Messiah that was going to come in, and they completely missed the reality of the situation. That Jesus came in riding a donkey, and he was coming in as their king, but he was going to be a savior in a completely different way. And the kingdom wasn't just going to be Jerusalem. The kingdom of God was coming into the world in a completely different way that was going to change the hearts of people one by one. But the people missed the magnitude of the moment because they had an expectation. They wanted him to come in and perform miracles and to do signs and to overthrow Rome. And they missed the reality of what God was actually doing. When I think about that, it's easy to miss out on what Christ is doing because we have expectations. We have thoughts about what life should be like and what God should be doing. And as a result, sometimes we miss it. I think an interesting part of the story comes where in the book of John, on verse 14, it says this, "And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it was written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.'" Now, that's from Zechariah 9:9, that quote from John that he's writing there in that chapter. And Zechariah, the prophet, wrote, and this is, you know, 500 years before Christ, that this king is going to come in sitting on a donkey. Now, John writes that, you know, Jesus found a donkey. But if you go back to the other Gospels, particularly in Luke, it says that Jesus told his disciples, hey, go into this area, go into town, and you're going to see a donkey tied up there that no one's ever ridden on. I want you to get the donkey. And when, if someone asks you, just tell them that your master needs it. And that's exactly what happened, that they went into town, they saw the donkey, they go to get the donkey, someone says, hey, what are you doing? And they say, well, our master needs it, the Lord needs it, and the guy says, all right, well, go ahead and take it. I mean, it just shows you that Jesus is in complete control, that all the way back in Scripture, 500 years before Christ, it was written that Jesus was going to come in on a donkey. And the disciples are kind of clueless. And if you read on in John, it says that they completely missed it. They didn't understand that this was a messianic prophecy, that Jesus, God in the flesh, was going to come into town as the king. The reason I think they missed the magnitude of the moment, and the reason I think the people missed it, the reason the Pharisees missed it, is because everyone had expectations of what this Messiah was going to be like. Instead of allowing the Messiah to define himself and to show you what he's doing. And I think what's also true is that that's usually true in my life. I'm usually so focused on what's going on around me and what I want to have happen that I miss out on what God's actually doing. You know, I can think of times in my life where I've met people who might need to hear the gospel and I completely miss out on that opportunity because I'm focused on something else. Or I'm, worried that what someone might think or worried about something else completely. I think in the times that we live in right now that, people are so afraid of this virus, and I understand it's a dangerous thing, but we have to recognize that God is still at work around us. And this is an incredible opportunity for us to point towards where our hope comes from, and that having peace and trust in Christ, our King of Kings, that even when times don't look good around us, that it's a very powerful message to be able to trust in Christ and know that he is our hope. And this time in our life is an awesome opportunity, and we don't want to miss out on what God might be doing around us and the people. And usually it's times like this when people start to ask questions about life, when they lose control, when they feel like, things around them might be scary or whatnot. It's at times like this that people might actually start asking the question, what is this all about? Is life more than just my circumstances? And it's a great opportunity for us to be able to point them to Christ. Lord, I pray that we wouldn't miss out on opportunities to point people to you, that our expectations and the things we want out of life wouldn't cloud the reality that you are doing something. In the same way that you knew where the donkey was, you knew that you were going to be riding in 500 years before you got there. You knew you were going to be riding in on this particular donkey. And Lord, the disciples missed it, and the people around it missed it, missed that whole sign. God, help us to not miss the signs of you in our lives, and help us to point others to you. Just take a second and just draw a deep breath and allow the Lord to give you his peace, and ask him to be your peace in the midst of this trying time, and help you to recognize what he's doing around you. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.